An Australian priest is a step closer to being extradited to Scotland, where he's accused of sexually abusing children decades ago at a Catholic boarding school in the Highlands. 83-year-old Father Dennis Alexander taught at the Benedictine Fort Augustus Abbey during the 70s before returning to Australia. He was arrested in Sydney 2 years ago, with Scottish authorities requesting he be sent to the UK for a trial. A judge has dismissed his attempt to fight the extradition, despite claims he's too ill to travel. Europe correspondent Bridget Brennan reports.
As a 10-year-old, Hugh Kennedy was sent to boarding school at a remote location on the shores of Loch Ness. His father dropped him off at Fort Augustus Abbey, a Catholic school run by Benedictine monks.
It was run abysmally. The standard of education and care going on there would never be tolerated today, and it was a shocking place to go to school.
Since the school closed in 1993, scores of men have come forward describing the physical and sexual abuse they suffered there. 6 years ago, Hugh Kennedy went to police alleging as a child he was abused by Father Dennis Alexander, an Australian priest who taught at the school in the 70s.
I felt it was definitely the right thing to do. I never for a moment thought the ordeal would be as it's turned out to be. You know, this has been a horrific journey.
The Sydney Archdiocese told AM that Dennis Alexander returned to work as a priest in 1980. He was laicised in 2013 after it learnt of allegations raised in Scotland. He's accused of abusing six children aged between 11 and 15 in the 1970s. The 83-year-old denies the claims.
Can I speak to you, please?
No.
In 2013, a BBC documentary crew confronted him at home in Sydney.
Get off my property or I'll call the cops, OK?
Mr Alexander has been in jail in Sydney since 2017 and has been fighting a decision by the Australian government to surrender him to face trial in Scotland. He claimed the decision was unlawful and his lawyers argued he was too sick to travel. This week, the federal court dismissed that appeal. Labor MP Stephen Jones has watched this case closely and says it's taken too long to resolve.
Go back to the United Kingdom, face the court systems over there. If you're found innocent, then justice has been served, but at least give the people who are making these allegations against you, give them their day in court.
Dennis Alexander will have a right of appeal. Hugh Kennedy insists he'll continue fighting to see the conclusion of this case.
I really would like this man to come back, face justice as he should, answer for the damage that's been done to me and by all accounts many others.
Hugh Kennedy, ending that report by our Europe correspondent Bridget Brennan.